Hey!
What's up, guys? Guys, podcast comes right from
my working closet.
Today, we are going to be giving a millennial test to the millennial that we have here on the show with us. It's on MaggieQuiz.com. This quiz will tell you exactly how Generation X or millennial you truly are.
What the fuck are you, Mark?
I don't know, man. I'm probably an
Xer. Look it up. Let's find it out. Let's find out what
we will.
And we're gonna find out on the show.
I think I'm a millennial. I feel like, but I don't know if I'm gonna answer questions. But you and I, Eric and I, thought it would be funny to give Jordan the test because he's the youngest out of us all, and we could really see how fucked our generation is.
Oh shit!
How fucked things are gonna be in the future.
It's gonna be scary.
It's gonna be real bad. Well, let's go ahead and check that out. We're gonna go again. It's on MaggieQuiz.com. We're going to give him the quiz. Let's go ahead and roll that intro music.
Mushroom stamp.
Mushroom stamp on your face. Anyways, yes. So the Maggie quiz. We thought it'd be good to give the test to dipshit over there, right?
Hey, fuck
test
you.
Test to dipshit.
It would be, just because it really see how fucked up shit is. And it's funny, because if you go to MaggieQuiz.com, check out this this little thing that they got going on there to check out. This quiz will tell you exactly how Generation X or Millennial you truly are.
Magic Quiz.
The Maggie Quiz. Maggie Quiz or Maggie?
Magic Quiz.
The Magic Quiz. Jaquiz. Jaquiz Roberts. Jaquiz. Magic Quiz.
Right.
So, I mean, we can kind of just jump right into it, I guess, unless y'all didn't really have anything else to say about it.
Well, I'm interested to see what the questions are.
Me too.
And me three. I'm kind of, you know, when it comes down to it, because how do people perceive millennials nowadays, Eric, since you're the old man?
Lazy and entitled.
Yeah, everything should be given to them, right? Like, it should all just be kind of
hard.
Okay.
Well, but just the problem because that I would say a lot of them are highly intelligent.
That's the whole thing. That's what I feel like, though. The differences between some millennials and Generation Xers, it's like, okay, there's millennials, like you're talking about, lazy, entitled, everything should be given to them, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's a difference between doing that and like being a hustler where you make your money, save your money, have your money. But then the people around that guy look at that person and go, oh, I just want that. I should have that. I should have it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Eric. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because you have it, so I should have it. I should have it, too. And, well, what are you going to do to get that? Are you going to start something? Are you going to, like, be able to save your money? Are you going to be able to do your things? Well, no, I'm just going to spend it retardedly. Exactly. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
That's what I'm kind of wondering, where this test is going to go. Because a lot of these kids nowadays and these fucking just, God, it is annoying. Just the way that they feel like everything should just be like, here you go. You can have it. And spending money beyond their means and shit. And I don't even think it all really comes all to money. I think there's a lot of other things to it too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And like kind of going back to your point, people who, you know, come up with their own hustle, man, I got mad amounts of respect for people who are able to do that. I am not able to. I'm still searching for my hustle. But people who are able to do that, That just shows me a high level of intelligence, you know, to be honest with you, who are able to pull it off and
more doing certain things. The thing is, though, like, you know, just kind of going back to this reason why we're taking this quiz, though, and kind of going about it is like, I really wonder where people's mindsets are. Because, I mean, we can kind of answer them our own way. Why don't we have them answer it? We'll go through the test and then.
And just to start off, I am a Generation Xer.
Right, because what are the year differences? Did you figure that out?
Yes, I did. I actually have it up on my phone right here. Let me pull it back up here.
Because we figured
out. I know that the years for a Generation X, I mean, if you want to go back to baby boomers, we really can. But baby boomers were born between 1944 and 1964.
Wow.
They're current between 54 and 74 years old. And that covers 76 million in the U.S., and I'm getting this information from a site called communityrising.casasa.com. Jeepers, cripes, can't even talk.
Jeepers, drives. That's how you know he's a Generation Xer right there.
Right.
Jeepers.
And then Generation X was born between 1965 and 1979. That's my group right there.
Really?
I was born in 75 and are currently between 39 and 53 years old.
Gotcha.
That covers 82 million people in the U.S. I think we're currently the largest group. Then we have Generation Y or Millennials. We're born between 1980 and 1994, and that covers y'all too.
When were you born, Jordan?
94.
Oh my God, you're right at the cutoff.
Mark, you were born in
86.
Yeah.
And what's the next one?
The next one is they have it separated up into two different categories. It's Generation Y.1. And that equals 24. And they say I'm not even going to go into the whole semantics of that. It's just between 24 and 34 years old is the millennials. And then Generation Z is the newest generation to be named, and were born between 1995 and 2015. They're currently between 3 and 23 years old, and that covers 74 million. So the least amount, the smallest group, weirdly enough, is the millennials, 42 million.
Dang.
And the biggest group is the Generation Xers. My group, 82 million. That's nuts.
Well, let's just jump right
into it. Oh, wait, no, that'd be 73.
Huh?
Between that, there's, because they haven't split up, and it's weird. But yeah, they have the millennials still. It's 73 million for the millennials still. My group is the biggest.
Okay, who gives a fuck?
No one really cares.
Let's just take this test.
Yeah, the group that ruined everything.
I know, right?
Like the part of that
the
shit.
Intended listeners. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's start at the beginning here. Question one, Magi Quiz, I've been corrected, .com. A lot of teenagers babysit to make some extra cash. You're probably one of them. When you were growing up, what did you get paid to babysit? Less than $10 an hour? Between $10 to $12 an hour? $12 to $15 an hour? Between $15 to $20 per hour? Or more than $20 per hour? And now, you don't need to think about it as, like, they paid you hourly, Jordan. Just, like, how much would you get paid to, like, sit with some kids?
I think I got paid, like, $10.
So, like, $10 an hour? You'd do it, put it about? Like, it didn't matter how
long
it was?
Not even an hour, dude. Like, I got paid, like, $10 for a whole fucking night.
$10
for the whole night. So, less than $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
Nice.
Everybody has some strong opinions, but what is the one topic about your opinions can turn into a full-blown snob? Like, what makes you a snob? Is it politics, television, music, movies, books, loading the dishwasher?
I don't know.
which one of those hobbies or projects do you think?
Dumb it down for him. Dumb it down for him.
I don't need it dumbed down. Like I don't talk about any of those really.
Okay, yeah, okay. But when you're talking about the music you like, or do you feel like you people gotta like your music? When you're talking about politics, do you like Trump? Do you like Obama? Like, is one of those things when you're
watching... Which one of those categories do you see yourself talking about the most?
Yeah, and if someone told you their opinion, and someone told you their opinion on it, you'd be like, you're stupid.
Like, which one would you think you would be a connoisseur of?
Well, I work with a bunch of old people, so I talk about politics a lot.
So, but what
do
about
talk
for
about
you?
Politics
and what, and well, what matters? And what matters to you the most about like music, movies, politics, TV? Like, what are you like strongly? Like, you're strong. Like, you really are into.
I'm not really music, but.
And then when you talked about music with people, are you kind of like, well, if you like this, you're stupid? Because I feel like I can answer this question easily, but if you can't, then.
No, like
I have a good feeling.
Like,
I'm going to ask you after Jordan answers, but we're going to go on three, and I'm pretty sure I know which one you're going with.
What did you pick, Jordan?
Music.
Okay. And now going down to question number three.
Oh, we
got to
go. We got to go on three. This is for the one I think.
Oh, okay.
The one that I think Mark would pick.
Are you drunk right now, Eric? You sound drunk right now. Doesn't he sound
I'm
drunk?
I'm in a really, I'm
sounds
a really
super
good
drunk.
Mood.
You're in a really good mood.
I haven't had
he
anything
says
to
relax,
drink.
Bro. You sound relaxed.
I had an energy drink.
Isn't that a hard one?
And I'm good.
Okay.
Everybody has
some strong opinions, but what is the one topic about opinions can turn into a full blown snob? Okay. So this is what you want us to do on three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to say what you would answer, and I'm going to say what I think you would answer.
Oh. Okay.
And then we can do the same for me. Well, my answer would probably be, I'm going to answer what I think.
Okay, let's do it.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, politics.
Movies. Politics? Really?
I was going to do television.
You never talk about politics.
No, I don't.
You
but it,
never
except
talk
for the one time
politics.
I said Trump in your house, you got mad.
Let's not start.
That's the whole thing. So I think for me, this is so. Now the question, if you like, you know, understood the question right, what will turn you into a full blown snob? Like
yeah.
Basically, like if you were to talk about politics with me, if you're not on board with how I think about politics, fuck you. That's what this question means. That turns me into a full...
You will never, ever have that problem with me.
That turns me into a full-blown snob, though. Like, if you really think opposite of me, then I'm just like, well, you're a fucking idiot. And I'll never change. And so that's what this question meant. So that's why when Jordan said music, it's kind of like, I guess, like, politics, you're too stupid to understand. Television, do you watch much television, Jordan?
Not really.
Movies, do you give a fuck more? You know what I mean? Do you really care?
I like some movies. Like
right.
Creed. I want to see Creed 2 really bad. I haven't seen
but I mean,
yet.
Like, the question, though, like, if people talk about movies, are you like, no, this movie's the best movie?
No,
because
I
why.
Really don't care about it.
Exactly.
Anything.
And then some music, and then books you don't read. And then loading the dishwasher.
Fuck.
So let's go to the next one. Okay. Cartoons aren't just for kids, whether it's from today or from childhood. If you had to pick a favorite toon of all time, what is it? Looney Tunes, Big Mouth, Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, The Simpsons, Animaniacs.
Family Guy.
Okay. You know what? Big Mouth just became my favorite one. That fucking show.
I love that
fucking amazing.
Show. Is hilarious.
So movies can define a generation. In your opinion, Jordan, what's the greatest film franchise of all time? Star Wars, Harry Potter, James Bond, or like anything in the Marvel universe?
It's kind of a tie between Marvel and James Bond there.
So you got to go Marvel or James Bond. Like, which ones have you watched them all and you really dig? And just be honest.
It's just, I guess I've watched more Marvel, but I mean.
Right. Because, I mean, like, you haven't seen the Goldfinger and, like, no. Sean Connery ones and the real James Bond shit. Like, the old ones, right?
No.
So I don't want to sway you, but you go Marvel, right? Like,
yeah.
You know more about it? Okay. So, number five. Before there were Netflix binges, you had to mainline your favorite TV shows via DVD box set. Which one did you or do you definitely own? Sex and the City, Friends, X-Files, The O.C.? That was never for me. Why would I do that?
Yeah, I think I have like
I
all
never,
of those.
I never bought DVD box sets.
You never would?
No.
Okay, so that wasn't for me. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have so many DVDs.
Out of these ones, I don't know. I think I don't own any of these, but I know my wife has the OC, I'm pretty sure.
I know I have Friends. I know I might have the OC.
X-Files for sure, I'm sure.
My brother does. I never got into X-Files as much as he did.
Okay, so number six. You either got it or you don't. Don't lie to us.
Oh, yeah.
Can you drive a stick shift?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Right,
yeah, but I don't like it. Or, haha, no, not a chance.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I can drive the shit out of a stick.
You're gross, dude. Don't Your make it weird. Your
face is gross.
Nuh-uh.
Smells like turkey.
Number seven. When you're trying to get some work done.
Seven.
What
Number
do you typically
seven.
Play as a background noise to help you focus?
Porn.
NPR, a podcast, Netflix, HDTV, or Spotify. So when you're getting work done, Jordan, like when you're at work or you're doing homework or whatever.
What about the radio? They don't have that listed on there.
What do you use for background noise?
Can I put my Walkman on?
I don't really use anything.
NPR, a podcast, Netflix, HDTV, or Spotify. You're telling me you don't listen to nothing on your phone or anything.
He listens to that fucking humming
noise. The only reason there's
brain.
Music at work is
or
because like
even,
other people play it.
What about when you're in high school doing like you know what I mean, homework and shit? You never had listened to any of this shit, so you have nothing for this question?
I mean, I guess if anything, I have to go to Spotify. I mean, I used to.
Spotify, okay.
Yeah.
All right, number eight. We've all had our brush with feelings like the kids these days are too young for us. So we've all had our brush with the feelings like these kids these days, they're too young for us. Admit it. What's the first internet abbreviation that totally went over your head? SMH, GOAT, TFW, LOL, LAMO. I knew all of these were meant right away, Sal. What internet abbreviation did
you... What was that list again?
Is that for me or him?
Well, this is all for Jordan right now.
Oh.
Where are you at right now?
Where, dude? Man, I'm on a beach somewhere.
Where am I, man?
You want to read that list again?
So, SMH, GOAT, TFW, LOL, LMAO, or I knew what all of these meant right away.
I don't know what TFW means.
I don't even know what TFW means.
But we all know SMH.
Yeah.
Yep.
We all know GOAT.
I am that.
We all know LOL. So TFW, yeah, I don't know what that is. I still don't really think I know. Music is great, except when it's painfully not. What musical pet peeve drives you insane? Auto-tune, pop punk, boy bands, cultural appropriation, words you can't understand.
What?
Definitely words I can't understand would drive me nuts.
Is there a knob for all those? I can turn that shit on and turn it up. What is it? No.
Number 10. This could easily be the most tall tale sign of which generation you belong to. What was your first job at a school? A salaried job in your field. It was similar to my high school job, actually. It was a dreadful 6 months of unemployment after graduation. Thanks for asking. An entry-level job at one of my parents' companies while I figured everything out.
Wait, you were actually reading a list there?
Yeah. So what was your first job at a high school? Was it similar to the job that you, like your high school job that you had already? Was it a salary job in your field that you studied for? Or was it a dreadful...
Similar to what I got now. Like I went straight to just...
It was similar to my high school job type deal, right?
Yep.
Or okay. Number 11. Did you know there's an entire extra area of your checkbook where you're supposed to balance the thing? Do you know how to balance a checkbook? Yes, it's a good habit to be in. Or, yeah, but I have an app that does it for me instead. Or, see, what the hell is balancing a checkbook?
I know how to balance it. I just never have.
So, yes, it's a good habit to get in, like you did it all the time.
Yeah, I did it when I had a checkbook, but then, like, I just got sick of checks because it would take so long for places to actually, like, take the check out.
So you would balance your checkbook, though, or would you say, yeah, I have an app for that that does it for me instead, like your online banking?
Now I have an app for it, like, that does everything.
Okay, we'll leave it at that one. If it hasn't happened already, what from your past do you dread having to explain to children? Eric will love this one. So if it hasn't happened already, like with Lucy here, what from your past would you like dread having to explain to your kid? The rotary phone, VHS tapes, 9/11, or Trump being president? Out of those four things, what would be like the most, like, you know, the thing you would dread having to explain to Lucy? Like, because you know what I mean?
Do you even know what I've a never, fucking have I've you never ever had used to a use rotary phone? Phone.
I've never used
fucking
one.
Fucking say is like, when the
all
fuck
I know
those
is you go to the number you let go, you go to the next number.
So
let
you
go.
Wouldn't have to explain that to Lucy.
No, I was
VCRs in, either so much.
Fuck you, dude. I used VCRs all the time when I was a little kid. Okay,
fuck. Okay, shit.
I watched Fox and the Bitch. Hound until that shit couldn't play anymore.
Oh, fuck you.
Just
and
like
my
Moana.
Wife fucking love that.
Yeah.
Shit. Fucking Moana. My fucking kid used to watch fucking Blue's Clues.
Oh,
my,
that dude went on a permit ship, I'm pretty sure.
My wife's grandma used to have one damn VCR tape for kids. It was fucking Blue's Clues. And
Blue Clues.
You're used drunk. To burn that fucking thing out. I need some fucking water.
Jesus.
We'll worry about 9/11, that. We'll
I think I was
that
in, like, second grade.
So 9/11, you're in second grade.
So I don't really... I remember it, but, like, I don't...
Okay.
I know it was a tragic event.
So when Lucy... So what do you think? Maybe when Lucy's 16 and she's got to be, like, who was this guy that was our president that was also a fucking game show host on Fox about giving taking people's jobs and shit? Would that be the most horrifying thing? Or 9/11? Which one? Because those are pretty much the only two things that are in your age bank. Which one would you hate explaining to her
more? I like that. That's pretty smooth.
Answer the question, Jordan. You're not getting, there's no right or wrong answers here.
Probably 9/11 because like that was like a traumatic point for like our world, our country.
And you were like, you could explain that to her?
Well, like how traumatic it was. Like I don't, like none of us would know exactly what to say to a kid about that.
Okay, so here we go. Show me our statement. Results. Hold on tight. Magic quiz is working our magic, and the advertisement is not too late. I'm 100% Generation X. You're not a poser or one of the sheep. Share your results. Wow, Jordan, you are Generation X. According to this quiz, it's complete.
Does that mean I'm old?
Bullshit. That means you would are what Eric is.
Yeah, you'd be right along with me.
Okay, so let's talk about this bullshit.
Why is it bullshit? Because
I'm talking
pussy.
It's like, oh, finally, I got good, so I'm bad now. Like, that doesn't make sense. No, that's not what I mean. I'm saying, let's talk about this bullshit. Like, as far as it goes, is with like Generation Xers and Millennials and stuff. They seem to be really close, but I think Generation Xers feel very, very like, you know how Millennials are entitled, right? Generation Xers are kind of know-it-alls. In my opinion, like, you know what I mean? They worked hard for their sub, blah, blah, blah. They did this, blah, blah, blah. But, like, still, they're like, they feel like the way that they were brought up is the way it should be. And that's it. And Millennials, let's be real, like, a lot of shit's changed. This whole world is. And it's kind of like Generation Xers are catching up to it with how technology is. And
I mean, I think we should go back to, like, punishments that Generation Xers had.
What kind of punishments does Generation X receive?
Like, say your kid, you catch a kid stealing from you. I think you should be able to go out back, pick up a fucking stick, and beat that fucker's ass.
I mean, in what years was that a thing that you could do?
I don't know about all that shit.
You know what I mean? Like, so
fucking take a kid out back and beat the shit out of him with a stick.
Your own kids.
Punch him in the face. Come here, motherfucker!
I remember you beat your kids for anything nowadays.
Damn kids.
Goddamn ridiculous. You can't beat shit them kids no more. I'll tell you what. Like Adrian Peterson told his kid to go grab a stick, motherfucker. Go grab a stick,
get
boy.
Get a switch. Go get a switch.
Go get a fucking switch out that fucking backyard. No, that's too small, motherfucker. He beat the shit out that kid. You see that fucking, those fucking legs?
I don't condone what he did at all, but I remember when I was in
the military.
Fuck yeah, probably.
You know his boy got whipped like a motherfucker. Like, that's why he runs so fast, too. He's like, fuck that. I ain't getting no switch.
No shit. But I had a couple of friends of mine when I was in the military. One of them was pleasant enough to invite us over because a few of us didn't go home for a Thanksgiving dinner. And I know when we went in there, there was children running around and stuff like that. But when grandma said something or mom said something like that, they straightened right the fuck up and did whatever to that. They said.
So we're basically going back to the whole thing of like, they are Generation Xers are more like on your shit, like I'll whoop that ass type deal. Is that where we're going with this?
I feel like, yeah, and you know, you've hit on a lot of points that are absolutely true, and I'm guilty as fuck on a lot of those points. You know, like. The arrogance and the know-it-all and shit like that, I do a lot.
Which is
of
fine.
We already know that.
Which is fine, though.
Right?
No, which is fine. I don't care. But listen to millennials, though, too. They do it with having... So here's the difference. Millennials will do it with having nothing to back it up. No hard work behind it. No real hustle behind it. No nothing. And a Generation Xer will be saying, like, this is how it should be. This is what's going on. Because... they worked at a job for fucking 10 years or something. You know what I mean?
This.
And they
I
did
see
that
too.
I mean? And so that's all. And it doesn't make them right. That just kind of makes them maybe bitter, you know? But it's just because it's like, remember when all these trophies came out for like the. We've talked on that before, but the trophies for
participation
awards. And
fuck a participation award!
They have fucking imaginary soccer now. Like, every kid. Get the trophy.
I don't care
because
if they have
invisible
shit
ball.
Like that where they can fucking, you know, do consolation prizes or whatever the fuck. But I'm sorry, just stop, please, Lord.
If you want a fucking trophy, earn it.
Yeah, I get it.
Stop with the participation awards. Give them a hug, give them a handshake, say nice job.
Or just be that kid.
Stop that shit. Yeah,
be that kid. And, you know, in Arizona,
there
where I was growing
up.
There's
nothing wrong with a healthy sense of competition. There's nothing wrong with that.
And I don't get some of these high schools, too, because, like, a lot of these guys that went to school in these small areas, they have no idea what competitiveness is. No fucking idea. When I first moved to the school when I was 13, 14 years old, I asked my friends, when are basketball tryouts? When are football tryouts?
I remember you telling me about that.
When are the, yeah, and like.
No tryouts, you're just.
Bro, you're on the team. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, do you mean like, you know, the best
starting guard?
Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, no, you're playing, you're starting. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know,
and
kids in these small areas like that, they just think they're good at everything and they've never had to battle anybody out for a spot. And like, they might. See that they might have to deal with that later on in life if you try out for like a semi-pro sport or something like that, like, and you have to go against somebody else and you have to make your team or not, but still, like, kids should have to deal with that at a young age to realize, hey, maybe I'm not good at this one. I have to work harder, and I will get good at this.
Oh, you mean I'm not going to just get this handed
to
me?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get to just be the quarterback that gets $1 million?
Or go fucking find something else that you're good at. You know, like, there's a lot.
And they
come
up with these facades that if you just decide, oh, well, this is what I want to do, then that's what you're going to do. And I see it all the time, and it scares the shit out of me. It's like, oh, I want to be a fucking quarterback. Oh, I'm going to be a quarterback, and I'm going to make millions of dollars. That's right. Just going to be what's going to happen.
Yep.
So I'm preparing my life for that.
I'm going to make it in the NFL somehow. And then, you know, you have a lot of people, especially, and it's so hard to tell a little kid, like.
Which you can do, but you have to work your ass off
exactly.
To do that.
Exactly. And it's hard to tell
and
a little kid.
And they don't want to do that.
It's hard to tell a little kid, no, you're not going to make the NFL, dude. Like, no one does. You realize that, especially as a starter, at whatever position you want to play, there's only 32 of them in the world.
Yeah.
There's 32 quarterbacks, there's 32 starting running backs, there's 32 fucking starting wide receivers, and that's it.
That's not even 1% of all the people who try out for the NFL.
Exactly. So it's a small, small, small percentage. Like, they should be thanking the Lord that they even get a spot, a chance to go out there and play. And all these players and these younger kids are like, no, I'm just going to make it in the NFL because they watch it on TV. And yeah. It's fine, but... They don't realize that these kids were outside every day as kids playing.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. They had to be
drugged
inside.
As much as I dislike Tom Brady, if I will be the first person to say if I don't think that that guy works his ass off and did work his ass off and still does work his ass off, you're fucking crazy. The guy probably I can only imagine this guy's training regimen.
Right.
It's got to be nuts.
Insane. 100%. Man, and you know, and it's not even, and you know, we can go into a lot of other things, but when you get into his age too, it's like a diet.
Yeah, like he's a little, he's 41. His diet.
The way he
absolutely.
Eats, and he's been doing that forever. Like, there's a myth out there, which I think he confirmed though, but like, he's never had a strawberry. Like, there's a bunch of shit out there like that.
Weird.
But, anyways, so we had other guests on the show. We had the MMA fighter on, Robbie Allen, when he was here. Even if people could ever try to discredit what he did is bullshit. Because he fucking went out there and he's a professional fighter.
Yeah.
Out of the state of South Dakota. Talk all the shit you want, think you're this and that, whatever. But no, he actually did it. There's a difference. You know what I mean? Like, the guy did it. And that's fucking awesome. And that's why it's such a small portion of people that accomplish big fucking things and have things. And like, it's... That's where a lot of this millennial and Generation Xers are. And then, like, you look up some of these percentages of, like, what people have. Like, what is it? 5% of Americans make over $50,000 a year. And literally less than 3% of Americans have $1,000 in their checking account. I think it's, like, just over... That means 97% of people don't have a grand to their name. You know what I mean? They don't. And it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just saying, like, there's so much room for growth and there's so much room for everything. And it's because of the way we think in our heads. It's just we're all small. We think small. And it kind of sucks. It's like being in America, we talk a lot of shit about it, but we have a lot of opportunities here and a lot of ways to make some fucking money. Anybody could do anything. Anybody could start something, make money, do whatever. So many ways out there to go and get it. And I just see a lot of these kids just throwing it away and just being pieces of shit about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you could find your hustle, I mean, I've tried. I mean, I'm still looking for what my game is. You know,
but I mean, like you can support a family. You support a full family. Exactly. You have a house. You have cars. You have these things. Like, you know, yeah. You're doing it right.
I work multiple jobs.
Right.
But if I were able to find that one niche, like certain people I know, man, more power to you.
And but there's the things though too. I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of risk with reward with risk. But that's when it comes back to it, and it's not even like praising people do those things. I'm just saying, like, when it comes down to it, a lot of people are just moan and complain about so much stupid stuff when there's a lot of things in control that is in your control that you wouldn't think wasn't. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And doing over that test, it was a cute little test. It did have some good little questions about it. But I mean, like, really opening your eyes to how we are as people. Generation Xers, millennials, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just, again, the year that you were born, but it's so stupid. It's kind of like when you put yourself in a category of like, well, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm a fucking whatever. It's like, don't even put yourself in those positions. Like, figure out who you are and go from there.
Why do we need borders?
Huh?
Why do we need borders?
No lock doors.
No lock doors.
No lock doors in this house.
No lock doors.
No more.
Oh, man.
I love that movie.
Well, that was a solid 30 minutes. I kind of like that. It was a nice feeling. We were all up in it. What do you guys think?
We're all up in it.
Yeah.
It was good.
I don't know. Anything else to add about that whole situation? All right. Well, solid. Guys, want to check us out on Instagram. If you haven't loaded us on there, you got to go to YouTube. Follow us at Wise Guys Podcast on Instagram. Go to YouTube. Type in Wise Guys Podcast. Like, subscribe. Check out the episodes. We have a lot more stuff coming up. We have a lot of other things planned. We're still waiting on some things to happen with the video camera situation, but that is in the works. We're going to be building a table, doing a lot of cool things there. Anything else that you guys had to add before we go ahead and sign out?
Suck on my cock.
Don't suck on his cock.
Don't.
It's bad, scary things.
No, suck on it.
No.
Just because you're scared.
What's that one song by Chef? Suck on my soul, dude.
Chuck a salty balls.
Stick them in your mouth and suck them.
Put them in your mouth and suck them.
All right, well, none of that. So, with the Wise Guys, we talk about the shit that nobody else wants to say. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.